Chi High Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger, our video producer Gavin Bovey, our radio producer Sam Aberley. Got the warmer gig today. Yes, I've got the winter coat on, as does Lucas. He's got a blanket. That was smart. And so, Lucas, right out of the gate, chilly weather. What will this mean for the players and the pitcher who you know your daughter Willa today?
For pitchers in games like this, it's important to... You know, focus on doing what you can do and controlling what you can control that way, because the weather's going to impact both pitchers and both teams.
They share a lot in common. Both teams, Chi-High and New Richmond, tied atop the conference at 7-1. The Cards 10-4 overall. New Richmond 7-3. And for New Richmond, their road here. They both share a loss to Hudson as their only conference blemish. Most recently, Grantsburg settling New Richmond with a 5-3 loss just the other day on Friday, whereas the Cards are splitting a couple games with two different teams on Alaska, the win, and then the loss to the team East Bay from Minnesota. But very even clubs here on paper. As well, in terms of the number of seniors, pretty even, although we will hear from the New Richmond coach here shortly about they got a couple of freshmen in the lineup.
Wow.
Yeah, they start a couple of freshmen. In fact, just mentioning that Riley Carlson at second base and also Sophia Hyman at first base and a sophomore pitcher as well. So it should be a good one. Chi-High and New Richmond, thanks so much for joining us on FM 103.1 AM 680 WOGO.com and the live video stream on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel and WOGO on Facebook. We're back in 3.5 minutes with the first of our two coaches' conversations, Lexi Derrick of the Lady Tigers and then Jared Faraday of the Cards. New Richmond and Chi-High today, the battle for first on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Cabin and camper season is here and the adventure awaits. But wait, is your water ready? Imagine arriving at your favorite spot only to find murky water. Don't worry. Gibson's Water Care has you covered with a free cabin or camper water analysis to ensure clean water at your home away from home. Plus, they handle basic plumbing too. Locally owned, American made, and no long-term contracts. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
For
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at ChristoOrthodontics.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
New Richmond Tigers head coach Lexi Derrick with us, and the Tigers and Chai come in here tied for first in the BRC. Cold setting, but important couple of games here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's spring season. You got to be prepared for everything, and I mean, we've been practicing in it, so we're all ready to go here today.
And, a good mix. It's interesting, your club, while you have six seniors to Chai's five, at the same time, it stands out with your club. You start two freshmen.
Yeah, we have some really good underclassmen coming in between our freshman and sophomore class, so they make it really exciting to see out there. So even though we do have kind of those six seniors there that also have a huge important role, we have girls throughout all of our program that is a huge impact for our team right now.
And finally, talk to me about your pitcher today.
Yeah, so Lauren, she's our sophomore pitcher. She's kind of been our horse in the circle there, and she's going to bring it today.
All right, we'll look forward to it. Coach, we wish you the best today and the rest of the season.
Awesome, thank you so much.
Right, thanks so much. Lexi Derrick, head coach in New Richmond. We'll hear from Chi-High co-head coach Jared Faraday when Cardinal Countdown continues in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi-High Softball.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to WheatonGrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at WheatonGrain.com.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wurzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wurzgalla.com.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
Our conversation with Chi-High coach Jared Faraday is brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. We have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. That's gibsonswatercare.com. Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports on a cloudy, windy day on this May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, Jared.
Yeah, you too.
Okay. Jared Faraday, co-head coach of the Lady Cards, and most recent action on Friday, split a pair.
Yeah, beat Onalaska, which was a 5-0, which was a good win, a sectional opponent, and Violet threw real well, struck out 16, and really was in command. We got 5, actually, in the bottom of the first, and then their sophomore pitcher, who is very good, started to dial in as well, and so that was it for scoring. And then the second game, we played Eastview, Minnesota, who's a real good team, coached by Roger Sleevey, who was the head coach at Horicon for many years in Wisconsin. So know him well, and he was now the coach there, and he came on over, and we got to play them, and we lost 2-0, a good game. They had beat Farmington, Minnesota, the night before, who was 13-0 and ranked number 2 in large schools in Minnesota, and they had beat them 3-1 the night before. So they're a good team as well, and it was a fun time, and got to see Sean Peck's daughter, if you remember Sean, pitcher for Chi-High back in the day baseball. His daughter is an eighth grade catcher for Eastview, Minnesota. So got to see him. That was good as well.
Yeah,
so.
Nice. Were you guys in school together?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What's the thinking as a coach now as you go from April to May, and especially you're facing the team that you're tied for the conference lead with in Richmond?
Yeah, I mean, now we're starting to get into, 3 weeks from tonight's playoffs. And so now it's kind of the latter half of the year, and we know both of us are 7-1 in the Big Rivers right now. Both have one loss to Menominee, and, with 6 games remaining here, these obviously become pretty important, tonight and Thursday night. But at the same time, we really try to – every game is really the same. I mean, you have to treat it that way and go from there. But, you also understand and know that, these two this week are pretty important when it comes to the conference.
You both have one loss to Hudson, right? Is what you meant. Yeah, right.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, Coach, it should be a good one. Good pitcher's duel will be the key to victory for the Cards.
I mean, I think, you know, for us, putting the ball in play hard, you know, getting some runs and then counting on our pitching and defense to hopefully hold them.
All right. He's got his winter coat hood on, so he's ready to go. Let's go get him. We'll talk to Coach Sikora afterwards. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Head coach Jared Faraday, the co-head coach, back with more in a moment. This is Chihaya Softball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Public address announcer Dave Hansen is introducing New Richmond. Let's give a listen on WOGO Sports.
The varsity head coach for New Richmond is Lexi Derrick, assisted by Danielle Sean and Maria Back. Now for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Leading off, playing shortstop, number 3, Georgia Romanowski. Batting second, number 17, the catcher, Lauren Shepard. Batting third, number 16, the designated player, Lainey Hinkleman. Batting fourth, number 15, the pitcher, Willow Reisinger. Batting fifth, number 13, first baseman, Allie Geitz. Batting sixth, number 1, the right fielder, Taylor Schmidt. Batting seventh, number 5, the second baseman, Gracie Amundson. Batting eighth, number 8, third baseman, McKenna Benish. Batting ninth, number 4, left fielder, Delaney Barrow. And playing center field, the flex for the Cardinals, number 6, Kendall Musser. Cardinals are co-head coached by Chelsea Sikora and Jared Faraday. Assistant coach is Rich Rosenau. Your umpires for today's game are Phil Fieber behind the plate and Pat Hammond on the bases. Let's play softball.
All right, thank you very much, Dave Hansen. Appreciate that. And, hey, it's time for the Wasgala Weather Check, brought to you by Wasgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our game time conditions, they say 49 degrees, but with winds 14 miles an hour under this cloudy sky, it feels more like 43. They tell me. This has been the Wasgala Weather Check, brought to you by Wasgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Their great crew is at our house today in Eau Claire. Appreciate their excellence. Whatever the Wisconsin weather brings, make sure your home stays comfortable with the pros at Where's Gala? And time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Lucas Reisinger, how about it? Key to the game.
I think for the Cardinals, it's doing the small things. You know, getting that bunt down, moving that runner over, making that routine play in the field. If they do the small things well tonight, big things are going to happen.
All right, we'll look for it. And again, our umpires, if I heard correctly, Phil Fieber and Pat Hammond. And so more familiar with Pat in my years covering Eau Claire North basketball. And he's been been in the umping business for a long time, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For as long as I can remember.
Yeah, kind of a Chippewa Valley sports legend. All right, let's set the lineup for you for New Richmond. It'll be sophomore pitcher Lauren Raleigh to lead off number 1, then followed by sophomore designated player Kendall Fairman. Batting third, Caitlin Swanepoel, the senior shortstop, hitting fourth, Gracie Strand, their leading hitter, the third baseman in the cleanup spot, the junior. Batting fifth is junior catcher Adeline Lucas. In the sixth spot, the senior right fielder Madison Rauscher. Batting seventh, one of those freshman starters at first, Sophia Hyman. Batting eighth, the sophomore left fielder, Josephine Engesether. And batting ninth, the second freshman on that right side of the infield, Riley Carlson. So it's Raleigh, Fairman, Swanepoel, Strand, Lucas, and Rauscher, Hyman, Engesether, and Carlson for Coach Lexi Derrick's New Richmond Tigers, and we're about ready to go. And Willa Reisinger for the Lady Cards on the mound for this one here today.
Yep, and right away, pitcher versus pitcher here. Willa going after Lauren Raleigh, a real strong player.
And so we're about ready to go. And first pitch is a called strike one. So look to be a low strike zone here right out of the gate.
And that's that would fit right into what Willa's trying to do. Keep the ball on the ground.
0-1 pitch. And this one upstairs misses 1-1. Again, Lauren Raleigh is the pitcher for New Richmond. You've seen her. You're familiar with her. And she's just a sophomore. But obviously, she's helped pitch them to a 7-1 record atop the conference with Chi-High. 1-1 pitch. And this one smacked right up the middle off of Willa. It goes towards first base and the dash over to first, not in time. And making it there, Raleigh with the hit, and that was a smash up the middle.
Still awfully close at first base.
Yeah.
And it looked like it kind of looked like Allie might have slid that glove in there, but
it went off of Willa's body, and then Allie Geiston will set the defense for you here. And they're checking to make sure she's okay. Did you see what part of the body that she was hit?
I think it kind of got her in the hip a little bit.
Okay.
Hopefully not on the bone.
Everybody talking to her?
More on the backside, hopefully.
Yeah. Lauren Shepard, the senior catcher for the Cards. Allie Geist at first tried to make that play, but the speedy Raleigh made it there in time. Gracie Amundson, the junior second baseman. Georgia Romanowski, the junior shortstop. McKenna Benish, the junior third baseman. So juniors are on the infield with the senior Geist. As we get the number two hitter, Kendall Fairman now. And she looks at a ball high, 1-0. Delaney Barrows, the junior in left. Kendall Musser, the sophomore center fielder. And Taylor Schmidt, the senior right fielder for Chippewa Falls. Again, the fence is 200 all the way around here. And there's a bunt attempt laid down right in front of home plate. Guy Fields throw to the second base. Barrow covering Gracie Amundson. And the successful sacrifice for Fairman score that 1-4, make it 3-4 on the sacrifice for Fairman, and she moves the runner to scoring position with one out, and it brings up Caitlin Swanepoel.
Yeah, typically I think the Tigers are going to want to steal bases, but with Shepard behind the plate, it's hard to do that, so yeah. They're doing the small ball.
So one on, one out, and Reisinger to the three-hitter Swanepoel, and she hits the first pitch foul on the third base side.
Caitlin Swanepoel, senior, heading off to Winona State to be teammates with Lauren Shepard.
Ah, great.
Next season. Her older sister, Brooklyn Swanepoel, is a member of the Blue Gold softball team.
Huh. Good to talk with former assistant Shelly Miller. Some before that ball low from Reisinger and runner. Tempting that she's going to go, but stays back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls at 2 after 5. The 1-1 from Reisinger, and it's a ball low, and it's going to be a strike. Yeah, so good job. And again, we're right here just to the left of third base side of home plate, but it is a low strike zone early, just three hitters in today.
I think she offered there, tried to get her over.
Yeah.
I think that shows you how important one run might be in this game.
One ball, two strikes with one out. And this is smack foul right behind us. And Gracie Strand, their leading hitter, is on deck, the junior third baseman. Some of the numbers on her, a 567 average and a 639 on base. So she is one of the players. We do have some stats for on her. As the count stays at 1-2, Reisinger, the righty to the left-handed, hitting Swanepoel in the three spot. Swanepoel, as we just heard, Winona State bound. And there's a ball low, too low, 2-2. So how did Willa feel about starting today? How early did she know?
She knew last week.
Yeah.
She knew last week, so.
2-2 to Swanepoel. One on, one out for the Cards. Top of the first. And this check swing got her. Strike three. Reisinger, first strikeout. So the first K of the day.
I tell you what, that hit off of Willa on the first pitch there, that might have woke her up a little bit. Maybe keep her warm.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, right. All right, now that cleanup hitter, Gracie Strand, with two out and a runner at second. Ooh. That looked good, and a call strike to a looking Gracie Strand. Again, the leading hitter for the club in both average and on-base percentage in the cleanup spot. For head coach Lexi Derrick, the 0-1 pitch. And just misses, and again, a good lead out at second for the runner, Rally, but with Shepherd behind the plate, choosing not to test her. Gracie Strand, somewhat diminutive. 1-1, swing and a miss, 1-2.
Yep, some good speed out of Willow right away today. We actually have two of the harder throwers in the BRC here today with Rally and Willow.
Huh. One ball and two strikes, going to try to finish things off. Reisinger, ball low, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. White City Glass, who saw the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. 2-2, Reisinger with two out, runner at second. The pitch, strike three. She finishes it off with her second strikeout of the inning. And the Cardinals get out of a jam. Runner left at second for New Richmond. In the middle of one, it's New Richmond nothing. Chahai coming up on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Go on WOGO, Chi-High Softball. Mark Halverson, Lucas Reisinger, Gavin Bovee, our video producer, Sam Aberle, our radio producer today. For the Cardinals, it'll be Georgia Romanowski, the shortstop, hitting from the left side, followed by Lauren Shepherd, the catcher, Lainey Henkelman, the junior designated player, Willow Reisinger, the pitcher in the cleanup spot, Allie Geist, the senior first baseman, then Taylor Schmidt, the senior right fielder, Gracie Amundson, the junior second baseman, McKenna Benish, the junior at third, and Delaney Barrow, the junior in left field. Kendall Musser is the sophomore playing center field and is the flex player today, being hit for by Henkelman. All right, Romanowski to start it off for the Cardinals. And there's the first pitch for a called strike from Lauren Rowley, the sophomore with a 2.07 ERA, the junior catcher, Adeline Lucas, Sophia Hyman, the freshman at first, Riley Carlson, the freshman at second, Catalin Swanepoel, the senior shortstop, and going to Winona State, and Gracie Strand, the junior at third. The 0-1 pitch, and that one misses outside 1-1 to a looking Georgia Romanowski. Josephine Engesether, the sophomore in left, Haley Jackson, the senior in center, and Madison Rauscher, the senior in right for head coach Lexi Derrick. 1-1 to Romanowski, and she's going to bunt one, caught by the pitcher for out number one. So I line out to the pitcher for Romanowski on the bunt attempt, and even that kind of felt like a win factor of sorts. I don't know.
Yeah, in these weather conditions, the ball's going to do some right. different kind of things, and you got to be ready for it.
So Georgia Romanowski retired, and now Lauren Shepherd smashes a hit right to the shortstop. Caitlin Swanepoel gets it. So first ball hitting that time for the Cards. Shepherd, not even time to tell you about her 447 average and such, but it's a booming OPS at 1453. Wow, that's gaudy. But it brings up now the number three hitter, Henkelman. And there's a called strike, 0-1. Yeah, you're right. She's got a fastball for a sophomore. Wow, she's got it going on.
Yeah, she's, much like Willa, two-way player.
Yeah.
Played a lot of softball, plays high-level competition. She's She someday
will
be.
This one grounded to second base, throw over to first, and they retire Henkelman. So the Cards go 1-2-3 in the first. After one from Casper on this chilly, windy day, it's New Richmond and Chi-High scoreless on WOGO Sports.
Spring is here, and flowers aren't the only thing popping up. It's the perfect time for your annual well water test. Book your free home, water analysis with the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned, offering American-made products with no long-term contracts. Need plumbing help? Gibson's Water Care has you covered for basic needs, too. Be smart this spring and ensure your water is in top condition. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Our Dugout Smile Cam is brought to you today by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. Plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. All right, the number five hitter, Adeline Lucas, the junior catcher, to lead things off for New Richmond as we start the top half of the second against Willa Reisinger and the Cards. The ball upstairs misses 1-0 to Lucas. Madison Rauscher on deck and Sophia Hyman, the freshman first baseman, in the hole. So Lucas, the junior catcher for Coach Lexi Derrick. And this one hit foul down the third baseline. 1-1 to Lucas.
Yeah, I was mentioning during the break that I think we're in for a full seven today, and I think runs are going to be at a premium in these conditions.
1-1 pitch from Reisinger, and this one hit over the head of the infielders to left field, and there's the throw-in from Delaney Barrow. So a leadoff runner aboard for the second straight inning for New Richmond in the form of Adeline Lucas. We'll see if they get a courtesy runner. So far, she's going to run it herself. And Madison Rauscher now, the right fielder. Again, not much of a strike zone here for Willa to deal with. Rauscher swings and misses strike one.
Yeah, there definitely is a noticeable size difference between the Cards and the Tigers. And that's usually not something you say about a Chippewa team.
But it certainly can prove to be a challenge. The 0-1 pitch, and there's the bunt attempt. And throw over to first, and drop by Geist. And the runner did make it back. But
0-2 on the batter here.
Yes, 0-2 is the count to Madison Rauscher with one on, nobody out in a nothing-nothing game, top of the second. The battle for first place, and then they'll score off at New Richmond on Thursday. Ball low. Called strike three, what do I know? Strike three, and Reisinger gets another K.
You said it was a low zone tonight.
I know. It just looked too low to me, but okay, what do I know? Phil Fieber knows way more than me, so all right. Great strikeout there for Willa, and her third already today, and so she's got it going on, and now there's the ball low, and then Shepard guns one to Geist at first. You got to be ready with Lauren here, huh?
Yeah, they're playing. They're living pretty dangerously down there at first base.
Yeah.
Lauren will get one before too long.
Sophia Hyman now from the right side, and she fouls it off. Again, talk to one of two freshmen that starts for this New Richmond team, and you go, wow, 7-1 and 7-3 overall. But again, it's she said we had some really talented underclassmen, and so breaking into the starting varsity lineup here, and Rauscher battling to a 1-1 against Reisinger. The 1-1 pitch. And this one, slugged to second base, gobbling it up, eating up Amundsen, throw over to first, and the call there is safe, and the throw to third, and they've got the runner, but they dropped the ball. And so it'll be, and the runner advances to second, and the whole play did not go the way Chi-High would have wanted with runners at second and third and only one out.
I think that will go down as two errors on one play, Mark.
So break it down for me. Where you?
I think there was an error at second base on Hamilton, and then the throw over to third looked like Benish Hatter just couldn't hold on to the ball.
Yeah, so E4 and E5 on one play that results in Hyman getting. And now we've got Josephine Engesether. Looks at a strike 0-1. So now Reisinger really being tested here with not one but two runners in scoring position and only one out for Engesether, the sophomore left fielder. And she swings and misses strike two.
A little bit of a rise ball there. It looks like Willis has been throwing all of her pitches. The changeup has been a little temperamental these days, but she even has a couple of those across the plate today.
0-2 pitch, Reisinger. Swing and a miss, strike three, and she gets her fourth strikeout of the day. So a huge strikeout there with only one out and runners at second and third. And now it brings up the number nine hitter, freshman Riley Carlson, hitting from the left side against the right-handed throwing Reisinger. The pitch. This one in the air is foul territory and diving, and guys can't quite get it just in front of the fence.
Good effort by Allie there.
Boy, again, just underscore how big that K was for Willa.
Yeah, that totally changes the situation.
Something on the ground might score somebody.
Yeah.
So, and again, a game that's expected to be very low scoring. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike two, so Reisinger is throwing strike after strike to Riley Carlson, the freshman.
And that ability, especially down towards the bottom of the order here, that ability to limit the runs and not have the top of the order show up again.
0-2 pitch. Call, strike three, and Reisinger gets her fifth strikeout of six outs through the first two innings. New Richmond strands two. In the middle of the second from Casper, it's New Richmond and Shahai scoreless on WOGO Sports.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Willa Reisinger, Allie Geist, and Taylor Schmidt, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for coaches Jared Faraday and Chelsea Sikora. I'm Mark Halverson along with Lucas Reisinger, Gavin Bovee, our video producer, Sam Averly, our radio producer, as we get set to face the fine pitching of Lauren Raleigh, the sophomore right-hander for New Richmond. But Cards got to have a big jam, a couple of huge strikeouts for Reisinger. She's now got 5 already through 2 innings. Reisinger looks at the first pitch, and it misses 1-0 to Willa. So pitcher versus pitcher here.
Yeah, no time to rest on those strikeouts. Got to get back here in the batter's box and get on base for the Cards.
That's right. And she swings, and again, I'd be tempted to say that was a ball, but I guess you can't know for sure, right?
I think both of the pitchers are probably working a little bit of a drop ball, so that's just going to make the bottom fall out of it a little bit. It looks good when you're swinging, and then it goes away.
Reisinger, a 386 hitter, and that one low, 2-1 to Willa. Comes in with a 451 on base and a 1042 OPS. Very impressive. The 2-1 pitch from Raleigh. Swing and a miss, strike two. 2-2.
Good pitch to swing out there. This will be a game where there are going to be strikeouts in this game.
Yeah,
for sure.
We're seeing them already. Called strike three, so Reisinger goes down looking and becomes the first strikeout victim of the day against her fellow pitcher, Raleigh. And it brings up the number 5 hitter, Allie Geist.
I'm not sure if that was the pitch there, but I have seen, you know, Raleigh really, she can work a curveball, and that movement can be a little different sometimes. You got to get used to it.
Allie Geist now. Looks at the ball. Missing. 1-0 to Geist for the senior, one of those five seniors for the Cardinals. The 189 average, 289 on base percentage, 748 OPS. Cardinal first baseman. 1-0. This one tap foul, 1-1. Again, thanks so much to our great advertisers making this and all of our spring sports possible on WOGO. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Give you some more in a moment on them. 1-1 pitch. Ball low, 2-1. Yeah, three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 1-1 to Geist. Make it 2-1 now. 2-1. Righty versus righty. The pitch. This is grounded. Foul. Third base side. 2-2.
Allie's working on a nice at bat here. Fouled a couple off.
Seven hits on the season. She has four doubles. So one single, four doubles, and two homers.
Yeah, so usually when she's hitting it a ways. Yeah.
She's swinging hard, getting her money's worth. Off-speed pitch, misses, comes up short, and the count goes to 3-2 now.
Really good approach on that change up there, sitting back, watching. You can't
tip it off, right?
Yeah, you can't expect the changeup. You got to look fastball and adjust to that changeup.
Count is full from Lauren Raleigh, the sophomore right-hander for the Tigers. Readying, she seems to have shaken off one of the suggestions from her catcher. The 3-2 pitch. Here it is from Raleigh, and this one hit down the left field line, and Geist has herself at least a single, so round first, and Allie Geist is aboard for the Cards.
Yeah, nice full count hit there, driving it into left field.
Absolutely, and so that'll up that 189 batting average, and she's aboard for Taylor Schmidt now. Taylor, a 286 hitter, 222 hitter. With the, and she looks at a strike from home plate umpire Phil Fever. Yeah, Taylor coming into today, 222 with a 286 on base percentage, 597 OPS. Taylor also has four doubles. The ball fouled off and back. Taylor has six singles, four doubles, five RBIs, four walks and 11 strikeouts on the season.
Yep, the goal for Taylor right here. Put the ball in play, get Allie over to second.
0-2 to Schmidt now. Off-speed pitch, and she got the bat on it just in time.
The Cards have been seeing that changeup. They haven't seen some of her other pitches, but they've been reading that changeup off of her.
So one on, one out for the Cardinals. As Geist, the first base runner of the day for Chippewa after they went 1-2-3 back in the first. Bottom of the second right now on WOGO Sports. Chahai and New Richmond battle for first place. This one hit foul. Was that a rise? It looked to be elevating there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely a rise there. Raleigh going to her strikeout pitch.
Yep.
She has a few of them, but... opted for the rise ball there.
Schmidt down in the count, 0-2, battling hard here with Geist at first. The pitch way upstairs, misses 1-2.
But rise ball again. Probably setting her up for something, you know, a curveball off the plate, or maybe she could spin it inside a little bit. Screwball.
1-2 to Taylor Schmidt. Here it is. It fouled off. So Taylor battling hard here in this at-bat. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Chippewa Falls. 1-2 pitch from Raleigh upstairs, misses 2-2. So again, this is where you foul and foul and foul, and again, putting the pressure on the pitcher in Raleigh here.
Well, and as I mentioned, doing those little things, having a quality at-bat is doing the little thing. Even if you strike out, even if you get out, having those long at-bats will pay.
And the changeup, she hits it to right field, made the contact in the air, and it's going to be caught there
by the second fielder, freshman Riley Carlson, for out number two.
Yeah, no shame in what Taylor did there at all. Lengthy at bat.
Right.
Going to pay dividends later in the game for sure.
Gracie Amundson now will come to the plate for the Cards, a 263 hitter, 348 on base, and a 743 OPS. Stepping in from the right side. Gracie with 10 hits on the season, 7 singles and 2 doubles. And she hits one up the middle. It's going to be picked up by the shortstop. Throw over to first in time for the out. Caitlin Swanepoel able to retire her. So the Cards strand 1-2 from Casper. Still scoreless to Richmond and Chi-High on WOGL Sports.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Top half of the third, top of the order for New Richmond. Lauren Riley, Kendall Fairman, and Caitlin Swanepoel. But first, hey, when you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop pharmacies at Chippewa Falls and Menominee. More in a moment. Swing and a miss, strike one from Reisinger to Riley. Yeah, minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies, your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Fouled off. So 0-2. So you've seen Willa pitch her whole life. I mean, she looks in top form today.
Yeah, she has the good stuff today. Hopefully keep it cruising here.
Yeah. 0-2 to Riley, who singled to lead off the game earlier. So what are Willa's plans after high school?
She's going to UW-Eau Claire, going to play on the Blue Gold softball team.
Excellent.
For Coach Leslie Huntington, and major in rehabilitation science.
There's a shot right to second base and caught by Gracie Amundson for out number one. Well, I'll tell you what, Lauren Riley, though, she's going to be a tough out all game long.
Yeah, she's a top-notch player.
Right.
In a couple years, you'll be hearing.
Yeah.
You'll be hearing where she's going to college for sure.
Yeah. Kendall Fairman now, a designated player who had a bunt sacrifice, successful sacrifice earlier to move Riley to second base. Ball low, 1-0.
Yeah, definitely a big out with Riley there to get her off the bases. She runs well. She's an all-around athlete.
Yeah. Good job by Amundson on the squeeze. Ball fouled off. Again, Willa with 5 strikeouts the first time through the order at the last 2 outs of the first inning, and those were huge with runner at second base. And then with runners at second, third, we had 2 errors on one play at both Amundson and McKenna Benish at third, and still able to retire the 8 and 9 hitters with the power pitch, the K, if you will. 1-1. And this one's half foul. 1-2 to Fairman with Swanepoel, the shortstop on deck, who is the Winona State commit.
Yeah, 2 strikes again on the batter. Nothing too good here, hopefully.
Yeah, right. 1-2 to Fairman. Reisinger got her to go for strikeout number 3. That strike number 3, I should say.
Strikeout number 6.
Strikeout number 6.
He's getting her to chase up and out of the zone there. Those are the things you can do when you get up in the count, you know. Have 1 ball, 2 strikes, 0-2.
So Swanepoel, the lefty, and she's going to hit a little blooper. Foul territory.
Got it.
Caught by McKenna Benish for the out. And that will do it for New Richmond in the top of the third. They go 1-2-3 for the first time today on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
All right, for the Cardinals now, it is Benesch, Barrow, and Romanowski, the 8-9-1 hitters against Lauren Raleigh. And the first one to McKenna Benesch is a ball, 1-0.
Thank you.
1-0. And she hits a little blooper right towards the dugout on the first base side where New Richmond is behind the fence. And for Benesch, she comes in on the day hitting .214 with a .353 on base and a .567 OPS for McKenna with six hits on the season, all of them singles.
Yep, and McKenna's shown the ability to, you know, put the ball in play and you know, pick up a walk here and there.
And the junior third baseman looks at strike two. So 1-2 now to Benesch with Barrow on deck and Georgia Romanowski, of course, hitting from the left side, the leadoff hitter in the hole. So Raleigh out in front. She has just the one strikeout of Reisinger so far. And this one fouled off, just barely staying alive. Benesch to lead off the third of the scoreless game. Nothing, nothing. New Richmond and Chi High both 7-1, both with a loss to Hudson. New Richmond's was bad. They lost 13-0. Chi High had, in their loss to Hudson, they had a lead, and then
it's 5-1 in the seventh inning.
Yeah, squandered it late. Off-speed pitch got her to go for the strikeout. So
real nice pitch from Raleigh there, going to the off-speed. First time they really got him chasing there.
You're a fan of Violet McElwain's changeup. You say it's one of the best around. I mean, Raleigh's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, too.
She does. Delaney Barrow now for the Cardinals, playing left field. Also a great relief pitcher this season. There's a ball high getting away from the catcher, Adeline Lucas. As Barrow comes in hitting .333 with a .413 on base and .798 OPS for Delaney. 13 hits on the year for 13 of those, 11 of those singles, two doubles. Gets some support from her dugout, fouls it off, 1-1. Well, whatever your ING, walking, running, hiking, working, playing, get back to it with the Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. If an injury or joint pain is holding you back, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to living your best life in Altoona and Chippewa Falls at the new clinic and surgery center in beautiful Rice Lake. Ball low. 2-1. To Delaney Barrow, the number 9 hitter, the junior left fielder for the Cards, is looking for the first run. And again, some discussions amongst us during the break that, hey, it may come down to one run today. There's a called ball.
I don't know where that was.
Yeah.
I think Raleigh was thinking the same thing.
I've been being educated by our umpire today. Just let him make the call. But, yeah, that tough break there for the pitcher. And she takes her base. So those were pretty good pitches, but Barrow gets a walk out of it. The first walk of the day for either team. And it brings up the leadoff hitter, Romanowski. So this sets up well. The number 9 hitter, Barrow, yep, on base for one of the better sticks for the Cardinals, Georgia Romanowski.
And that's Barrow's job right there. Get on base, get it back up to the top, and hopefully get this thing to 1-0 soon.
One out, one on for the Cards. And Romanowski tries to lay down a bunt attempt, foul for Chippewa, she's a .333 hitter with a .455 on base, .810 OPS for Georgia. 15 hits on the season, 14 of those singles and one double. Well, how about double number two right now? That'd be nice.
That'd be real nice.
Are we taking orders here?
Yeah. Barrow's a good base runner, too. A double will definitely score her.
Raleigh delivers, and there's a bunt laid down beautifully. It's going to be tough to get her at first. It's low. She's safe. The runner heading for third base, and she's in there. Runners at the corners for the Cards.
Yep, that's that little thing I'm talking about. Barrow getting that, getting around to third over there on the bobble down at first, but Georgia putting the ball in play and making things happen. Georgia has that kind of speed that's going to put pressure on people.
I think we'll see. I mean, I'm going to give her a single on that because she was motoring down there. I don't know what you think.
I would say a bunt single on that, and then maybe an error that gets her over to third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and so now it brings up Lauren Shepherd, who's got some gaudy offensive numbers. Off-speed pitch, and then coming out of there, Adeline Lucas faking the throw, but easily allowing to Romanowski, the speedster, to steal. So runners at second and third for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Lauren was taken all the way on that one, letting Georgia get down to second so she can get a single and get them both pretty easily.
Shepherd with an 0-1 count. Runners at second and third. Nothing, nothing. Bottom of the third. Ball way high. A wild pitch. Here comes the runner from third. And the catcher gets a pitch. It's too late. The Cardinals lead it 1-0.
That walk coming around to score.
Delaney Barrow got that walk, and she comes around and scores. And at the same time advancing to third is Romanowski on the wild pitch. And 1-1 count, and the Cardinals have their first run of the game.
Yeah, Lucas didn't have much of a chance on that one. It took a weird bounce off the fence, too.
All right, 1-1 count now to Shepherd. She looks at a ball high. Lauren, a .447 hitter, .611 on base, and .1453 OPS. That's...
How many walks does Lauren have on the season now?
Good question. We'll track that for you. And she looks at a strike right there. Yeah, Lauren with 15 walks. Yeah, good question. 15 walks.
That's getting that on-base percentage up there. And she can do damage on the base pass. She's quick.
So 2-2 now to Shepherd. Cards up 1-0. Off-speed pitch comes up a little short, hitting the plate, and the count goes full at 3-2.
Yeah, Lauren's not a big fan of all that off-speed stuff. She wants something she can drive.
She's like, I've got power. Why don't you show me your speed, right?
Yeah, they're going to be real careful with Lauren right here.
Runner at third, 1-0 game. Cardinals, bottom of the third, only one out. And this one in the air, and it's catchable and caught by the catcher, Lucas, for the second out. Now, what, she threw her mask? Did it hit the umpire? I didn't see.
No, she kind of bobbled it in her glove a little bit.
So the pop out by Shepherd, and it brings up Lainey Henkelman, the junior designated player hitting from the right side.
Massive run down there at third base right now.
Yeah, grounded out to second or first time. Ball low, 1-0. Henkelman comes in hitting .463 with a .540 on base, .1150 OPS. 19 hits, 15 of them singles, 3 doubles, and a homer, 11 RBIs. Has walked 8 times, struck out 4. The 1-0 pitch. This one in the air, fouled out of play, 1-1. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running, even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com, QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 1-1 to Henkelman, runner at third, 2 out, off-speed pitch, and that one misses, 2-1.
Not quite sure where that one was. He definitely enjoys the ball a little bit lower than higher.
He does. He definitely does. 2 balls and 1 strike. Phil Fieber, our home plate umpire. Pat Hammond in the field today. Henkelman looks at a call, strike 2-2.
Yep, that low and inside one. He really likes that.
He does. And you got to learn every game, I imagine, right? I mean, I bet you and Willa have some conversations after pitching performances, right? About the strike zone. 2-2 now to Henkelman. Runner at third, 60 feet away. This one fouled off, and so staying alive now.
Yeah, and really, it's one of the art of pitching is adjusting to each umpire, and knowing what you can do and what you can get, and
really at every level, baseball, softball, the whole deal. So 2-2 now to Henkelman. Want that runner at third. Looking for a single. And she hits it pretty well. The right center
smoked
field.
Pretty good.
Long run, and it's out of here.
No,
off
the R.
Off the wall for Henkelman. All right. Well, there's the RBI for Laney.
Oh, off the R and Cardinals out there. Way to hit that right center gap there.
I was trying to predictively call it, and it didn't quite happen.
We needed a gust of wind end.
Right.
We need a little bit more wind.
That is a long single, though. And the RBI for...
Right out towards Brandon Berg out there on the from the paper.
And Willa Reisinger now coming for the Cardinals. And there's that big run we talked about, and Romanowski scoring from third base. Good battle by Henkelman against Raleigh. 1-0 to Reisinger. Ball low, 2-0.
Great stop by Lucas there.
Willa struck out her first time. Again, she came in today with a 386 average, 451 on-base percentage, and a 1042 OPS for Willa. 17 hits, 12 singles, 3 doubles, 2 homers. We had one of them here on WOGO Sports. She fouls it off. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any questions. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin. Grace Home Respiratory. Two balls, one strike to Reisinger, the senior pitcher, trying to help her cause here. 2-0 Chahai lead, and she looks at strike two.
That's the first high one he's called in.
I think it
in
is.
In the game.
Yeah.
Wow.
2-2 now to the looking Reisinger.
I think the crowd's letting him know that, too.
Yeah. Raleigh, the sophomore, to the senior Reisinger. Oh, she got her to go on the low one there, but it might have been in the strike zone. You never know. So Reisinger K's for the second time today, and the second strike out of the inning for Raleigh, but not before the Cards score two through three from Casper. It's Chahai 2, New Richmond nothing on WOGO Sports.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to WheatonGrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at WheatonGrain.com.
To the top of the fourth we go. New Richmond now trailing 2-0. So Reisinger with a lead, as she'll face Gracie Strand, Adeline Lucas, and Madison Rauscher, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for New Richmond. And Strand was strikeout victim number 2 earlier. Fouls it off. Now, is there a difficulty? I don't know. I mean, as a pitcher who felt like she may have felt like, I mean, Reisinger struck out, but that second strike on her was a tough one called on her. But you've got, you know, this working relationship with the ump where he's evaluating every one of your pitches. So you've got to just set that aside, right? You can't get
let yep, and just hope that you get it when you're in the
right.
in the circle.
Yeah, I guess so. There's a ball that misses, 1-1 to the looking Gracie Strand. Again, Strand striking out her first time. A strikeout last inning as well, so Reisinger has 6 of them.
And when you know, if you're pitching and hitting, and you happen to strike out when you're hitting, you just have to go and say, "I'm going to strike them out."
Right, right. 1-2 now to Gracie Strand for New Richmond.
Another example: Willa getting ahead in the count, 1-2. Gracie Strand coming off the strikeout last time, she doesn't know what's coming.
1-2 to Strand. Here it is. In the air. Infield. Shallow right field. And the catch is made by Taylor Schmidt for out number 1. Start the fourth inning. A fly out to right. And brings up Adeline Lucas, the junior catcher who singled and reached third, which is further than any the furthest any New Richmond runner has gotten on the day. She was the leadoff single back in the second inning. Gavin Bovey working hard, working up an appetite over here, our video producer.
See, that's a
called strike, 0-1. Yeah,
if you're giving that pitch to Willa and to Lauren Raleigh, it's going to be a long day for the batters.
Right, and that very low strike is what we're calling here. 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two, and that one was chasing after it, Lucas, and now 0-2. And both pitchers have, getting, and particularly Willa, getting ahead, just putting the pressure on hitter after hitter here.
Yep, and when you can get that low call like that with 0-2. Both of the...
Ball high, 1-2.
With both pitchers throwing rise balls, if you can get that low one, that top one is, that higher one is just too hard to cover. There's just too much work for the batters right. to have to do.
Yeah, that's why the strike zone is only supposed to be a certain size. Ooh, and that one just misses 2-2.
Willa's reaction there was, that was probably a product of, that was pretty close to the pitch that was called strike two on her.
I know.
She wanted it.
In that cleanup spot today, 2-2. And this one, change up, fouled off, stays 2-2.
But when you're a pitcher, you want everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You want everything to be called a strike, and when you're hitting, you want everything to be called a ball. That's yeah. the...
That's right. Two balls and two strikes, one out for New Richmond. Top of the fourth, swing and a miss. Strikeout number 7 for Reisinger.
Good movement on that
Adeline
pitch.
Lucas.
Good movement on that pitch. Yeah, Willis got the good stuff so far. Got to keep it up, though.
So two are out now in the inning, and it brings up Madison Rauscher. And Rauscher, her first time, struck out. So 7 Ks on the day, and no walks, too. That strikeout-to-walk ratio, outstanding for Reisinger on the day. That one misses 2-0.
Yeah, that's a... That one might be a little product of some of those diminutive Tigers hitters. If she throws that to the girl on deck, that's a strike.
Reisinger comes in here. And now she, for the first time all day, goes 3-0 to a hitter. There's a... Oh, all right, four balls to Madison Rauscher, and okay, I'll take the blame because lo and behold, I was bragging up her strikeout to walk ratio, and the next hitter, she gets the walk to.
That was a pretty close pitch on 3-0 there.
Again, she had 13 walks and 33 strikeouts coming in, so and with the 7 today, she now has 14 walks and 40 strikeouts. On the season, and Reisinger had pitched a total of 33 and a third innings, so second only to McElwam's 40 for the Cardinals on the season. And the 1.26 ERA. And there's a called strike,
yep.
And now 0-2 ahead to Sophia Hyman, who reached second on a couple of errors earlier.
Jared's mentioned it before. The Cards have the three-headed monster. Most teams would love to have one of those pitchers.
Yeah, for sure. 0-2. Ooh, just misses 1-2. The crowd, the Chi-Hi crowd, hungry for strikeout number 8.
I can't tell you where that is, Mark. I don't know where that is in the strike zone.
1-2 now. Reisinger goes for the K and the Cardinals to get out of this. And this is a ground ball to short. Romanowski charges. Throw over to first. It's in time to Geist for the out. The Cards get out of it in the fourth. Chi-Hi still leading it 2-0 on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows... Bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
All right, WOGO, bottom of the fourth inning on this cold, windy day. And again, the temperature's in the 40s, and we get spoiled in the 60s, don't we?
Absolutely.
And then the wind makes it feel colder. All right, for the Cardinals, let's start the inning now. As
we go. I'm just happy we got a good pitcher's duel here. It's moving along.
Yeah, we are. Allie Geist, who singled and was stranded back in the second to lead things off in the bottom of the fourth for Chippewa. And there's a strike, 1-1 to Allie with Taylor Schmidt on deck and Gracie Amundson in the hole. 2-0 Cardinals scoring two in the third inning. Lauren Raleigh, the sophomore pitcher for New Richmond, and a changeup misses upstairs, 2-1 to Allie Geist. Gave you her numbers earlier, but can revisit that. We were on the pitching numbers here a little bit. Geist, 189 hitter coming in, and there's a ball misses. 3-1 to Geist. 189 average, 289 on base percentage, a 748 OPS for Allie, with seven hits, a single, and four doubles, and a couple of homers.
And eight hits now with her last at bat.
That's right, yeah. There's a ball low. Take your base. So Allie Geist is aboard with the walk here to start the fourth.
And that leadoff walk is, there's great statistics out there about leadoff walks that end up running and end up scoring. And it's a pretty gaudy number.
That is her seventh walk of the season. And it brings up Taylor Schmidt. And she'll square to bunt, and she'll lay down a beautiful bunt right in front of home plate. They throw it over to first, over the head of the covering second baseman, and that puts runners at the corners for Chippewa Falls.
This is exactly like the last time. Somebody on first, a bunt, error at first base.
Yeah, and so Geist makes it all the way to third, and Taylor Schmidt, I mean, I don't know. You're going to go error on that?
I think it would have to be error on second base. The throw was there. Yeah. The second baseman's just quite a bit shorter than the first baseman.
And that is Riley Carlson, the freshman second baseman covering. But that's where there's a bunt foul behind home plate. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA.
Yep, real important to get Taylor over to second base here.
Yeah. Runners at the corners. 0-1 pitch and the double hitter bat. Yeah.
Still in the box.
Amundson. How much do the Cards work on bunting?
I don't think it's the number one objective in hitting practice, but they've proven the ability this year to put it down. And I would say they've been putting the bunt down more this year than they have in previous seasons.
Runners at the corners. There's a ball that misses. The count goes to 1-2 to Amundson. Gracie, the Cardinals second baseman, and hitting .263, .348 on base, and .743 OPS. And this one slugged foul down the third baseline. Further numbers on Amundson on the season: 10 hits, 7 singles, 2 doubles, and 1 home run for Gracie Amundson this year.
Yep, over in D.C. Everest.
All right, so yeah, on a Saturday they played over there, right?
Or was
it?
Yep.
Yeah. Remember going over there in the tournament last year. Off-speed pitch, he hits it high in the air, foul territory, giving chase over by the fence, and it's not going to be reachable for the first baseman, Sophia Hyman, couldn't quite get to it.
Proven to be a tough out here.
Yeah.
I think the Cards, by and large, all day have had good at-bats.
A lot of Cardinals. Yeah, for sure. We've been seeing that, right? Allie Geist earlier. So 1-2 now to Amundsen with runners at the corners and nobody out. 2-0 Chahai lead. Ball high. 2-2. 2-2 to Amundsen here on WOGOs. We're approaching 6 o'clock.
Yeah, nice long at bat from Gracie here. Hopefully they can cash in the base hit here.
The 2-2 pitch in the air, right field side. Slicing foul, long run, and the catch is made by the right fielder, Madison Rauscher. The throw and the umpire knocked down hard as the run scores, and hopefully he's okay.
Wow. Yeah, hopefully he's all right.
He took it hard, and he comes up smiling as the Cards score the run on the sack fly.
Another sack fly. Cards love that play.
I know.
Play.
That's right.
And yep, so RBI, getting their job done.
Yeah, the sack fly for Amundsen. So fly 9 and the out, but certainly getting our attention was Phil Fieber went down pretty hard here. But they're going to come and talk to him, Pat Hammond talking to them. And so in the meantime, the runner at first advance for the Cards to second base, Taylor Schmidt. And so a 3-0 Chahai lead with one out. And what might the discussion be here?
I think the coach from New Richmond is just making sure that he saw her touch the plate.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Did he see it? Well, then you got the field ump as a backup here, but yeah.
I can't imagine she would have missed the plate there.
Yeah. But I think it certainly, I don't know, in terms of umpiring protocol, in terms of... what at that point Hammond's focus clearly would have first been, you know, the catch had been made securely and they got it in. So anyhow, okay, it's going to stand. The run is 3-0 Cardinals with one out and a runner in scoring position in Taylor Schmidt for McKenna Benish, who struck out her first time against Lauren Raleigh. So Chahai leading it 3-0 here on WOGO Halle Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. Ground ball, first base side, second base side, and the out, and the runner advances to third.
Yep, even though that's a ground out for McKenna there, getting into the right side, getting that runner over to third, and yep. Now a single base hit or a pass ball, right. A wild pitch, is going to score a run. Those are the little things that you have to do against high-quality opponents.
Delaney Barrow walked and scored what is the lead run at the moment, could eventually be potentially the winning run. We'll see the way Reisinger's been pitching. And the fielding behind her as the count goes to 1-0. And I have to say, I haven't seen Willa pitch this season, but to see her against the team that's tied for first in the conference and as good as Mackawam is, and Barrow out of the bullpen, that is a lot for teams to deal with, for sure. 333 hitters, Barrow, a 413 on base, 798 OPS for Delaney, with 13 hits, 11 singles, and 2 doubles. Hitting in the 9 spot. Walked the first time. There's a ball low, and Barrow now looks at 3-0 with the runner at third, and Georgia Romanowski saying, boy, I'd like to come up with two of you on base, and a 3-0 Chahai lead. So Barrow 3-0, one would expect it's a red light here. Ball high, upstairs, take your base. So Barrow's aboard with her second walk of the day in that 9 spot, and runners at the corners and 2 outs for Georgia Romanowski.
We may be starting to see, I'm checking it right now, Raleigh's pitch count is definitely getting up there a little bit.
Yeah.
So let's see where she's at. Yeah, she's already at 75 pitches.
Georgia is 1-for-2 on the day. She lined out to the pitcher and singled and advanced the second on an error. Ball low, 1-0 to Romanowski. Start your engines and join Red Cedar Speedway for an electrifying year of racing in Menominee. Watch the Wasota Late Models, Modifieds, Midwest Modified, Super Stocks, and USRA Late Models battle it out on the track, redcedarspeedway.com. One ball, no strikes, 2 outs, runners at the corners, 3-0 Chahai lead, and this one hit third base side, and it's going to be...
Oh, just foul.
Oh, just foul. Okay.
Woo!
Okay.
Georgia might have had an in-the-park home run on that one if that gets down.
And so it was a long run for Josephine Engesether over there, but a long strike here for Romanowski, and the count goes to 1-1. Would have made it at least 4, if not 5-0 for the Cardinals shortstop.
Might have been, like I said, it might have been 6-0 with first speed.
I just think it's a tough one to the third base like that. This is a little blooper, foul territory, and toward the Chihai dugout, so the count goes to 1-2.
Yeah, you're not going to find many players around faster than Georgia Romanowski, especially in-game speed, rounding the bases, doing what she needs to do.
Right.
They just don't make them faster than her.
Been starting since she was a freshman. 1-2 to Romanowski. Ball low. 2-2. I was almost catching myself going, Mark, it might be a strike.
Yeah. Might want to hold your breath a little.
I know. I got burned once. 2-2. Runners at the corners. Cards one in. Looking for more. Top of the order with Romanowski against the sophomore right-hander Lauren Raleigh. The pitch. Off-speed pitch. Foul territory, and it's not going to be reachable on the dugout roof, and so Romo stays alive. For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. That tradition continues. Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Raleigh. Fastball hit foul. Yeah, schedule your free consultation today at CrystoOrthodontics.com. That's CrystoOrthodontics.com. Later, the post-class post-game show will include the Fiber Fast plays of the game from 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom. So make sure you stick around for that here on WOGO Sports. 2-2, two out, runners at the corners, 3-0, Chihai. Ball fouled off. Boy, Romanowski is good or better than any of her teammates at staying alive here.
Yeah, lots of long at-bats in this game, Mark. And that just wears on a pitcher, you know. She's making good quality pitches, and they're fouling it off. And
Chihai looking to stand up and go to 8-1 in the conference, 11-4 overall, and be sole possession of first in the BRC before they go to New Richmond on Thursday. Osby pitch hit well to left center field. It's going to be tracked down by the center fielder, Haley Jackson, for out number 3. But not before the Cards score 1, strand 2, through 4 from Casper. It's Chihai now 3, and the opponent, New Richmond, nothing on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Step right up, step right up.
Heating and cooling your home.
Step right up, folks. Try your luck.
This shouldn't be a game of chance. So don't wait around to see if your furnace or AC unit is working correctly. Have the professionals at Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning come check it out. They've been servicing the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Bring comfort to your home no matter what the season with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
To the top of the fifth we go, and for New Richmond, it's Sophia Hyman, Josephine Engesether, and Riley Carlson, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters against a very impressive Willa Reisinger. She has struck out 7 and walked 1 through her first 4 innings.
What do we have? Number 19, 8-9-1.
Okay, 8-9-1. So Hyman, how did she make out?
It was a ground out to Romanowski at short.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, so 8-9-1, Engesether, Riley Carlson, and then Lauren Raleigh, the pitcher, to lead things off. Again, you know, New Richmond, kind of a mixture of veteran, and they do have 6 seniors, 1 more than the Cards, but they do have, they start 2 freshmen, and they start 2 sophomores. I guess you may have picked up on that, but it feels on the young side, and the swing and a miss for Engesether, who struck out her first time.
Yeah, and New Richmond did have a big senior class last year. Some girls going on to the next level of the play. So some big shoes to fill.
They've had a very good team over the last couple of years. And there's the strike. 0-2 now to Engesether after the swinging strike and the looking strike. And remember, 8-9, this is where Reisinger got these two with runners at second and third earlier as she fouls it off. Yeah, back in the second inning, it was the biggest jam of the game for the Cards where because of a couple of errors on one play hit by Hyman, runners were at second and third and only one out. Reisinger struck out the 8 and 9 hitters to get out of it, number 8 meaning Engesether. And this one fouled off again.
What Will is going to want to do here is probably mix up some speeds a little bit. Just maybe get it a little above or below her bat.
Top half of the fifth. Cardinals lead it 3-0. We thought maybe this game would be very low scoring. There's a ground ball. The changeup was hit hard. Romanowski, great throw to first for the out.
Yeah, Willow would take a ground out to Romanowski any day of the week.
Yeah.
That's a...
Boy, that was a clinic right there. I mean, she gobbled it up like a vacuum and then just great form and just firing and so impressive. And I think back to her freshman year at third, and there's the check swing and Romanowski all over this one for out number two to Carlson. But again, she's just, the Cards have been really blessed here that she's in the middle of 3 years at shortstop, right?
Yeah. So well, with her speed, but then defensively with her arm, it's second to none. I don't know if there's a stronger arm in the infield in the BRC, maybe even in the Chippewa Valley.
Yeah. Now, she's fun to, I mean, just that form, and this ball fouled off. I mean, just really, you know, just getting that opportunity. This is our latest where she just, getting a pretty solidly hit ball, and she just.
Made it look easy.
The cannon. It was a cannon. So, yeah. And so. Lauren,
back up to Raleigh here. Yep.
Yeah. Raleigh now in the hole, 0-1. She has 1-for-2, lined out to second last time. Ball low, 1-1. And again, I mean, that was a solid out. Her line out to Gracie Amundson at second was a shot. And so it was just the wrong place to hit it. You know, the old shoeless Joe Jackson hit him where they aimed. Well, she hit it where Amundson was. 1-1. And this one fouled off on the first base side, 1-2.
Yeah, you can tell from the look in Willa's eye right now, she knows that Raleigh's a big out. She knows she has to make really quality pitches in order to get her out.
Yeah. And again, those strikeouts do become tougher later in the game. And this one in the air, right field side, giving chase over there. Amundson's going to make the catch deep in the infield, actually, for the out. And so the visiting Tigers go 1-2-3 in the top of the fifth, in the middle of five. Chahai in front of New Richmond, 3-0 on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no minimum balance, paperless statements, and a $400 bonus. Getting your $400 is easy. Open your account by June 12th, receive two payroll direct deposits of $400 or more, and you'll get a $400 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 6/12/2026. Insured by NCUA.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
To the bottom of five we go with the Cardinals leading New Richmond 3-0. The battle for first in the Big Rivers Conference. Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger. Gavin Bobby, our video producer. Sam Averly, our radio producer. And Lauren Raleigh now against Lauren. There's a ball that misses to Lauren Shepherd. So the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for the Cards after Romanowski flew out to left center to end the last inning as the Cards stranded two but did score another run to boost their lead. And now 1-0 to Shepherd, who is looking for her first hit of the day, and she fouls it off 1-1.
Yep, Lauren Raleigh still out there battling for the Tigers.
Yep. She lined out to the shortstop, and she popped out to the catcher in her two appearances so far, did Lauren Shepard. The 1-1 pitch, it into shallow left center. It's in there for a base hit for Shepard. She's aboard.
Yep, right over Swanepoel's head into left center there.
So Lauren gets that first single we were talking about, and there's that leadoff runner aboard again, Lucas.
Yep, and now we have a pinch runner coming into the game. Courtesy runner, I'm sorry, not a pinch runner.
Courtesy runner number 12, Cameron Custer.
Cameron Custer, freshman.
All right.
I don't know if she's on the official roster here.
Yeah, number 12, no, not necessarily there.
But it is Cameron Custer.
Yeah, yeah. I think what they do give us is a lineup for the day. Here you go.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Cameron Custer, yeah, number 12 today. So.
Cameron Custer, a lot of speed, runs really hard.
So Custer aboard, and there's the first pitch. And again, that's right where Phil Fieber likes it. And so that one is a strike to Lainey Henkelman.
Yeah, and Cameron Custer has a speed at first base, a double. She scores on the double.
So. Okay. Trying to build on that 3-0 lead. And this in the air, second base side, long run, and a good catch made there by Riley Carlson, the freshman second baseman, for the out against Henkelman.
That's been a hot spot over kind of right behind first base there.
I think, you know, power pitching, and so getting their bat on it, but maybe a little late as Reisinger wants to put this one in play after a couple of Ks earlier. Raleigh versus Reisinger. Reisinger, pitcher versus pitcher. Right field, first base side, foul territory, out of play.
First pitch changeup from Raleigh.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. The 0-1 now. The pitch, low and fouled off, and Reisinger goes in the hole 0-2. All right, Dad, so if you could coach her, and you can't, maybe she can't quite hear you, but what would you tell her here, 0-2 here?
Put the ball in play.
Yeah, yeah.
Swing at anything close.
There you go. 0-2, runner at first, Custer. Courtesy runner for Shepard. The 0-2, low, 1-2.
Yep.
And the throw to first gets away, and it allows the runner to advance, and Custer speeds over to second base for the Cards. And so that's always the gamble, and it doesn't matter, softball or baseball, you can do it and you have the confidence, but there is a larger chance of that happening. Right? There just
yep,
is.
Yep, and now a single
right.
Scores a run.
And it also removes a double play chance, it removes that convenient force out. So the Cards, 1-2 pitch, and Reisinger hits one to third. Glove there, and
safe.
They throw to first, not in time, and then Custer is able to advance to third, so the infield single for Reisinger.
Yeah, I don't think you can call that an error.
She
fielded
it
cleanly.
Yep.
I think Custer dancing around a little bit at second base really helped her out.
Yeah, and she chose to hold it, but if you're going to hold it, you don't want to wait too long, and unfortunately for New Richmond, Gracie Strand did, and so now runners at the corners, and...
We have Scout Elwood.
Geist.
Scout Elwood running for the pitcher at first base.
All right. Scout number 14.
Yep. Also great wheels. That's their job.
Yeah. That's right. That's why it's a team effort. Geist looks at the rise ball, and then the throw is cut off, and they're going to come home in the tag, and... out. And so Custer
got baited into that one.
Custer, yeah, because they ended up intercepting it, and a good strategy by New Richmond as Riley Carlson. I don't know if some of the pressure from earlier at all affected that, but anyhow, it was a very close play at the plate.
Very close.
And so that is a second out for the Cardinals as, again, Chi-Hi choosing to, again, with a 3-0 lead, it's not like you're fighting from behind, but still that was that runner with Geist up now facing 1-0 and looks at a strike 1-1.
Yeah, I'd be anxious to anxious to know if Chelsea sent Custer on that one, yeah, or if Cameron was just trying to sneak in there.
So Scout Elwood now at second. And this one, little
could drop
into the shallow outfield, and it gets in there for a base hit for the Cardinals. Here comes Elwood to the plate, sliding, and she's in there safe, and the Cardinals lead it 4-0.
One, that's a prime example, too. I mean, it could be 5-0 right now.
Sure could.
Allie's come up with some clutch base hits today.
Yeah, right, yeah. Here. And so she has two singles, and she gets an RBI on that one. And also had a walk as Elwood scores, running for Reisinger, the pitcher. And now Taylor Schmidt, ball low, and it hits her.
Hits her.
She'll take a base. So kind of bowled into her. It did hit the ground before it hit her. But hit by pitch.
This could really blow it open right here.
So explain it for some of the baseball folks that might feel like, well, come on, that hit the ground before it hit her. But in softball, that still is
absolutely
hit by pitch. Okay.
Absolutely.
And so Gracie Amundson, now back for the Cardinals, has grounded out to short and flown out to right in her two trips, looking for her first hit of the day. And a called strike one, and for Gracie Amundson, and giving you her numbers earlier, the Cardinals' second baseman, 263 for the average, 348 on base, a 743 OPS. With 10 hits, 7 of them singles, 2 doubles, and the homer at D.C. Everest.
Ooh.
She looks at another strike, low strike, 0-2.
That was really low and inside. That's a tough one to do much with.
Well, I tell you, we've been throughout the game. Phil Pieper has schooled us. He likes the low strike sound. So.
Yeah.
0-2, the Cardinals now. Runners at first and second, leading at 4-0. And there's one to right field, and it just fouled.
Just fouled.
Just barely. Over first base and just to the right of that first base line, and so we'll do it again here.
That's been a hot corner down there.
Yeah.
Usually third base is the hot corner,
right,
but when you have pitchers throwing like this,
sure,
it's gonna be that first base side.
Bottom of five, Chai High leading at 4-0. Runners at first and second, trying to enlarge lead, but two are out, and Amundson looking at an 0-2 count from Raleigh. Ball high, 1-2. Our Dugout Smile Cam is brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Ball high, 2-2. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com.
Let's go, baby, let's go!
I think probably now up to 95 pitches. Starting to show a little signs of fatigue here.
Yeah. 2-2. Ball misses, 3-2. So Amundson now, if she walks, it loads the bases for McKenna Benish. At least see if they get a... You know, Benish seems to be in the on-deck circle. 4-0 Cardinals. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Amundson. Runners at first and second and 2 outs. Lauren Raleigh. The pitch. This one. Grounded to third, force out right there, and taking care of it, Gracie Strand. But not before the Cards score another insurance run. Strand 2 through 5 from Casper. It's Chi High 4, New Richmond nothing on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence. If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
To the top of the sixth we go. The Tigers trailing Chi High 4-0 here on WOGO Sports from Casper Park. Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger. Gavin Bovee, our video producer, and Sam Aberle, our talented radio producer for this one. As New Richmond now coming with the 2-3-4 hitters, Kendall Fairman against Reisinger, who's still throwing strikes here into the sixth inning.
Yeah, if the pitchers are able to hit that low inside pitch, they're gonna get the strike call.
Swing and a miss, strike two. So Reisinger, maybe the strikeouts have dropped off a little bit. She didn't get one last inning. She still has seven on the day and just the one walk when the broadcaster mentioned about her wonderful strikeout to walk ratio. And there is strikeout number eight.
There's that pitch.
And by that pitch, you mean
that low inside pitch that our umpire today loves.
All right, strikeout number eight for Reisinger, and it brings up the left-handed hitting Caitlin Swanepoel, and she's going to hit it foul down the third baseline.
It's real hard from where we're sitting to see that third baseline.
Yeah,
because that looked fair to me.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's foul, though.
Right, right.
Again, getting ahead in the count, that's so important.
And Willa's done it all day long. 0-1 now to the talented Swanepoel, the shortstop, and squaring to bunt, and a ball as it went into the dirt, 1-1.
Kind of interesting to see Swanepoel square around there. They need more than one run.
Yeah.
They're trying to get anything happening, though.
You would think with your three-hitter, you'd want her to swing it. She's going to square a bunt, and it's going to be a really tough play, and the throw from Reisinger, and she's going to hold on to it.
That's a smart choice there.
Yeah.
That's a smart choice.
Why just go ahead and fire it, possibly have a miscue, get a base runner, and so bunting for a single is Swanepoel, and so anything to get aboard, and again, here's why. Swanepoel had struck out and popped out to third in foul territory in her two trips. So it brings up Gracie Strand, the junior third baseman, as Lauren Shepherd out there having a word with Reisinger. So in the top of the sixth, one out for New Richmond. They're down four. They need base runners. And Strand now hitting from the right side in that cleanup spot. And this one hit high in the air on the infield, and the catch is made for the out by the first baseman, Allie Guy. So first ball hitting, Gracie Strand pops it out.
Yeah, she's Willa has handled Gracie Strand well. Strand comes in with some pretty big numbers.
No, she was the leading hitter, .567 average and a .639 on base. So
to get her to pop up on the first pitch, that's huge.
And retired her all three times today. And so now it brings up Adeline Lucas, the catcher, first ball hitting. And Romanowski's over to make the catch for the out. So the Cards get out of it in the sixth as New Richmond strands one. In the middle of six from Casper, Chai still leading the Tigers 4-0 on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Cabin and camper season is here and the adventure awaits. But wait, is your water ready? Imagine arriving at your favorite spot only to find murky water. Don't worry. Gibson's Water Care has you covered with a free cabin or camper water analysis to ensure clean water at your home away from home. Plus, they handle basic plumbing too. Locally owned, American made, and no long-term contracts. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
All right, to the bottom of the sixth we go, and for the Cardinals, McKenna Benesch, the number 8 hitter. It's at strike one. Benesch has struck out and ground out to second in her 2 trips today. It's been a chilly, windy day here for early May, but everybody's looking for a little warmer weather. And this one in the air, second base side. It's going to get in there for a hit for Benesch, and she's aboard for the first time today.
Yeah, the right fielder for New Richmond has had a busy afternoon or evening.
Yeah, it has been. You know, it's just those late swings. And so Benesch is aboard with a single to start the sixth, the bottom half of it. Chahai leading it 4-0 here on WOGO with Delaney Barrow now. Barrow has walked in both trips, and this is a little looper on the infield. Tough play for the shortstop. Gets it over to Swanepoel. Gets it off to Riley Carlson for the force out at second.
Back up to the top of the order for the Cards.
So 6-4, score that on the force out. And fielder's choice, actually, because Benesch. But I should have wrote my 6-4 smaller, because the runner, Barrow, is on the base pass now for the left-handed hitting Georgia Romanowski, who has singled in 3 trips. Ball low, 1-0.
Kind of surprised that one wasn't a strike.
I know, yeah, a little bit. I hear you. I've gotten burned on it. 1-0 to looking Georgia Romanowski. The wind's still blowing strong. It was about 14 miles an hour at game time. We gave you the Gibson... Wurzgala weather check. And 2-0 to a looking Georgia Romanowski, the Cardinals leadoff hitter, getting her fourth look of the day here against Lauren Raleigh. Romanowski, a 455 hitter coming in. Maybe get 333, 455 on base. And there's a called strike, 2-1. Yeah. 333 average, 455 on base percentage, and an 810 OPS for Romanowski coming in with 15 hits, 14 of them singles, and the one double for Romanowski coming into today. Has another single added to the list, and there's a ball high. 3-1 now to the Cardinal leadoff hitter with runner at first, Delaney Barrow. And Romanowski with that 3-1 count. Hitting from the left side, and she's going to smack it right up the middle by the pitcher for a base hit, a seeing eye single, and Romanowski's aboard.
Yeah, the Cards have really had an answer for everything that Raleigh has been thrown at them today, and putting the ball in play, and again, back to that idea of doing the little things. So in big games, little things matter.
They do. Sack fly, you highlight that. And so Lauren Shepard now, again from the right side. Recap Shepard's day in a moment. Off-speed pitch misses. 1-0 from Lauren Raleigh, the sophomore right-hander. And Lauren is lined out to short, popped out to the catcher and singled. So 1-for-3.
And I think in this at-bat, Lauren's looking to put it in Wheaton somewhere. She's got one thing on her mind right here.
All right. 1-0 pitch. Ball misses. 2-0 to Shepard.
But I think Raleigh's going to be real careful with her.
She'd like to take her deep. Lauren came in today a 447 average with 611 on base and 1453 OPS. That gives you some idea on Gracie Strand, as it's now 3-0. They are being very careful to her.
As you know, Lauren Shepard's kicking the dirt there a little bit. She wants to swing the bat, but they're not giving it into her.
Well, she came in with the 15 walks. Hasn't had any more today. 3-0 to Shepard, and she's going to swing away at 3-0 and foul it off.
Yep, there's probably only one player on the team that has the green light on 3-0.
Well, you're going to get a strike, right?
You're going to get a strike. Yeah. And what's really key is the batters behind Lauren coming in the clutch and getting the hits.
3-1 to Shepard.
She's going to rip it
to left field pretty good, and it's going to go all the way up against the fence. One run is coming in for the Cardinals. Another around third is going to hold up. And Chahai leads it 5-0 on the Shepard double.
Woo! Not quite a home run, but definitely doing some damage with that one.
Sweet hit there for Lauren, seeing her power, and she is one dangerous stick, and gets the RBI on the hit, her second consecutive. The day off of Raleigh as New Richmond will huddle a bit here. So Custer's going to be the courtesy runner for Shepherd at second base. And Romanowski making it to third. 5-0 Chippewa, and they've just kind of chipped away here, Lucas. They had two in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, another in the sixth, and building up a 5-0. Early, we wondered, hey, maybe one, two runs is going to do it, but five here for the Cardinals.
Yeah, and that's really what those quality at-bats in the beginning of the game are going to do. You're not going to maybe have as much to show for it, but as the game goes on, you're going to just wear that pitcher down and have a few more pitches to hit.
Laney Henkelman now is ground out to second, singled, an RBI single, and popped out to second. So again, we talked about against these fastball pitchers hitting the ball more on the right side here. Bottom of six, 5-0 Cardinals with one out. And runners at second and third. And the ball, says home plate umpire Phil Fieber. As we approach 6:30 in the evening. Henkelman looking to get even more insurance.
Ooh, nice rip.
Base hit for Henkelman to the outfield, and it's in the gap. Two runs are going to score. Henkelman with a stand-up double, and it's 7-0.
That was two rips in a row to left field there. Shepherd and Henkelman there, affectionately known as Hank.
Okay. Well, it's
hitting it like Hank Aaron there.
Some of the weariness may be setting in here because some of the balls are looking big like watermelons here for the Cards, and three more runs and it's a 7-0 lead. And at this point, New Richmond just trying to get two more outs to get out of this bottom half of the sixth. Already though, it's a 7-0 deficit. And of course, as a dad, when you're apart from you're at each and every game, and so setting up to be The rematch there on Thursday will be very important, right, at New Richmond's place. And this one fouled off 0-1. Because that conference race, Chai, you know, today looking to go to 8-1, drop New Richmond to 7-2. And then can the Cards pull the sweep off?
Yep, and I believe Hudson is winning right now. Mm-hmm.
And that's the other one. And there's the ground ball to short. Oh. And trouble for Swanepoel there. And the runner's aboard. And it's hard to know if that would have been even, by the time she got it deep in the hole on a backhanded play, I think it would have been a tough play.
Yeah, that would have been a tough play. In years past, it might not have been. But Willa has really, you know, being the three-sport athlete playing volleyball and playing basketball, running a lot better than she did a year or two ago.
So Willa Reisinger, an infield single, and now huddle with Raleigh as she's just having difficulty retiring just the one hitter for them to advance and get out of this inning. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. All right, Raleigh is going to stay out there.
Another pinch runner in for Willa at first. Again, that's Scout Elwood.
All right. And Allie Geist now. A 7-0 Chai lead here on WOGO Sports. Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger with the call. And there's strike one to Geist. Geist, who has singled a couple of times and walked. So on-base percentage of perfect today, 100%. And looking for her fourth time on base. Ball low.
Yep,
one run to Geist.
The real disadvantage for New Richmond is having, you know, Raleigh's a strong pitcher, but they don't have the depth that the Cards do in the circle. That's tough. She has to stay out there now, whereas if the script were flipped, the Cards would have plenty of arms to bring in.
And the ball misses 2-1 to a looking Allie Geist. Having said that, as the Cards go back and you learn and grow throughout the season, but that's what they did against Hudson with that 5-1 lead, and it didn't hold up, right? So that was just a rough outing. So kind of slipped away from him. And this is going to be a ground ball to short. Swanepoel is going to get it, throw over to second, not in time. And everybody's safe, bases loaded.
Another error by Swanepoel. Yeah. I think it went down as an error on Willis, too.
It did, okay.
So Swanepoel having a rough time out there right now, which is uncharacteristic for her.
Yeah, the Winona State commit. And so bases are loaded for the Cards already at 7-0, and they could finish the game off and you might not require a seventh inning. Lucas.
Definitely. They would be one more run if they were in college. It would be 8-0. But they'd have to get to 10 to make that happen today.
What do you mean it would be?
College after 5 innings, it's an 8-run.
Oh, okay. Lead. Gotcha. Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. All right. So Taylor Schmidt now.
But we'll take 10. I think we have a pinch hitter here, actually.
Okay. Yeah, we do. And there's
Julia,
a swing and a miss.
Julia Bumke coming in.
Julia Bumke getting her first appearance today in this game. And why not? A 7-0 game. With Julia's name into the program. With only one out, bases loaded. Get you Blumke's numbers here in a second. Ball misses 1-1. And Blumke, on the season, she has games played 10. An average of 100 with an 083 on base and a 283 OPS has one hit. So 2-1 now to Blumke from Lauren Raleigh as the Cards lead at 7-0. Bases loaded. Bottom half of the sixth here against New Richmond. Battle of first place for first place in the Big Rivers Conference on the line here. Raleigh, ball high.
Obviously, 3-1. Some limited at-bats on the season for Julia, but I'm confident. You know, she comes in here and does her job, has good quality at-bats. I think she has a couple of those infamous sac flies on the season. Those are role players that...
3-1. Blumke fouls it off.
Those are the things that role players do that help you win Big Rivers championships, help you win sectional championships, and who knows, maybe it gets you all the way down to the Goodman Diamond there.
Well, I think it helps a lot. I mean, you got the girls that are going in with the courtesy running. I mean, it's just, you're in the game. You want to have a chance to play. 3-2 now with one out, bases loaded. 7-0 Chahai lead. Oh. Raleigh got her to go after a high pitch, a rise ball, and gets the strikeout. Her first one in a long time. I think only her third on
I believe it's only her third.
Her fourth. She did have two on Willa and then a couple of others, yeah. So she had another one on Benish, too. So.
Yeah. From what I know of Willa, though, she will appreciate the win a lot more than worrying about those two strikeouts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She pitched great.
And not over yet, though.
No, 0-1. Well, we'd like to end it here, though, with Gracie Amundson. She had the home run at D.C. Evers. How about another here to end this?
Yeah, walk-off Grand Slam would be all right.
Try to compete with it'd be hard to compete with the Chase Frederick Grand Slam that gave the Cardinal baseball team a lead last Friday after being down 9-0. As the count goes to 1-1 to Amundson.
Well, I think a home run here would qualify, though, Mark.
Yeah, right.
Walk-off grand slams are good ones.
Grounder to short, grounder to third, and a fly out to right so far for Amundson on the day. Looking for that first hit. Bases loaded, two outs. Swing and a miss.
Yeah, Raleigh is definitely battling through this. This is not going to go down as one of her greatest outings, but she's still out there throwing gas.
Yeah.
Not giving up.
ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. More in a moment. The 1-2 pitch is going to be a ground ball. The second off of the second baseman, Carlson. And two runs are going to score, and the Cardinals grab themselves a 9-0 lead.
This is going to be a defensive performance that the Tigers are going to want to forget. And something I'm sure their coach will make a point of emphasis in practice tomorrow.
So Amundson does reach E4. And again, we look at two more runs, a 9-0 Cardinal lead.
A single could very well end it here.
And it brings up Benish. And McKenna Benish has singled her last time, which was to start this inning. So this is her second at-bat here in this inning, and the 10th hitter for the Cardinals. After the other runners, Henkelman and the scout Elwood had scored, pinch running, or courtesy running for Reisinger. As the count now 1-1 to McKenna Benish, the 8th hitter in the Chi-High order. Runners at first and second, 9-0 lead after the error on Riley Carlson, the freshman second baseman a moment ago for Coach Lexi Derrick's crew. 1-1 pitch, rise ball, and it misses 2-1.
Yeah, I think...
I got sidetracked. Hey, listen, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. 2-1, here it is. Oh, and it's a low pitch. It was smacked foul against that first base dugout fence in the count 2-2.
Yeah, Raleigh, that was her 122nd pitch of the game.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, and, you know, that's gonna pay dividends for the Cardinals on Thursday, too, if Raleigh gets a start again, which I expect she will.
Huh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, for sure. Chai will have seen a lot of her, and just 48 hours later or less, going at it again. 2-2 pitch now to McKenna Benish, and she fouls it off first base side.
Yeah, I keep sounding like a broken record here, but another quality at bat.
Yeah.
You know, a
right.
5, 6, 7, 8 pitch at bat, fouling some balls off. Those are hard on pitchers.
Yep. Cards have done good in that department today and in scoring runs, 9 of them, a 9-0 lead. Could finish it off here and prevent New Richmond from getting any more at-bats. And this one, a little blooper on the infield, is going to be caught by the second baseman, Carlson. So the Cards put up several more. They score 4. They score 5 more times, actually. It was 4-0 to 9-0 as we head to the top of the 7th in a minute on WOGO Sports.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To the top of the 7th we go. Chai couldn't quite finish off New Richmond. And so now Madison Rauscher, Sophia Hyman, and Josephine Engesether come for Coach Lexi Derrick's crew. And Willa Reisinger, and you, of course, as a dad and a broadcaster, said hoping that that long inning doesn't throw her off her rhythm, which has been terrific today. First one to Rauscher, and that one misses high, 1-0.
Thankfully, plenty of padding here, 9-0. This is her game to finish.
Yeah, for sure. Save Delaney Barrow and Violet McElwain for Thursday while fouled off.
Yeah, and the Tigers, not having seen Violet this season, not having seen Barrow even last season, those are some tough arms to deal with when you've already lost one game.
It's setting up well for Chippewa. This game has played out well. It's one that, you know, Chai's offense has scored a lot more off of. Again, Raleigh came in with a 2.07 ERA and swing and a miss for Rauscher. And we'll count it down now for those final outs. The Cards 7 strikes away from victory with a 1-2 to Rauscher from Reisinger with the 8 strikeouts and 1 walk on the day. Ball high, 2-2. Willa came in here with 33 strikeouts and 13 walks, now 41 strikeouts and 14 walks, so boosting that up quite a bit. Oh, she looks at a ball that misses, 3-2.
That was close.
Yeah. I don't know, Lauren Shepard looked this way. All right, 3 balls, 2 strikes, leadoff batter, Rauscher, the right fielder, the senior, fouls it off, stays alive. Post-game show to follow, including our fiber-fast plays of the game from 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom here on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 9-0 Chihai lead. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Reisinger gets her 9th strikeout of the day, leaving the Cards with just 2 outs to go.
Yep, I think Willa's she's hunting that double-digit strikeout total here today.
Number 9 right there. She does get Rauscher eventually here in the 7th.
Got her to chase on the high-rise ball there.
Sophia Hyman going behind 0-1. She has reached on an error and grounded out to short. Just her 3rd at bat here. That's how. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Just looking at this early on, yes, that they did get some singles early, but nobody beyond a single today. And really, it's been a long time since they had had a hit. So those singles in the first couple of innings. This one fouled off. It stays 0-2. But looking at this, if I understand, they went 1-2-3 in the 3rd. They did get a walk in the 4th, 1-2-3 in the 5th, and they did get another single in the 6th. So 3 singles today for New Richmond. That's it against Willa Reisinger. The 9 strikeouts and the one walk, and the ball low, 1-2.
Yep, and the key to that has really been getting up in the count. You know, a lot of 0-2, 1-2 counts. And then even some first pitch outs, too.
Yeah. 1-2, Reisinger. Fouled off, staying alive, Sophia Hyman, the freshman first baseman, getting an education against this senior right-hander, Reisinger, today. Did reach on the error and then ground out, so she has not struck out on the day, which to her credit, right? I mean, somebody who's, you know, your team's faced 9 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch, and she's going to ground this one to 3rd. Good play over there. Throw across the bend in time from McKenna Benish to get out number 2 in this top of the 7th inning.
Great hit by Sophia Hyman there, but an even better play by Benish down there at 3rd.
Yeah, and again, looking to differentiate these teams. I mean, for New Richmond, again, a number of errors have kind of stacked up. Maybe as the game went along, the mental toughness kind of fading. But, boy, Romanowski and Benish looking strong on that left side of the Cardinal infield. Ball low, 1-0. So Chihai down to their final, New Richmond, I should say, down to their final out. And Josephine Engesether, the sophomore left fielder, who has struck out and ground out to short in her 2 trips. 1-0 pitch. Called strike by home plate umpire Phil Fieber, 1-1.
These should be some of the hardest throws that Willa has in the game right here. She wants to end this with style, I know.
All right. 1-1. You know your daughter. And this one, foul territory, first base side, out of play, 1-2. The Cards bring New Richmond. Richmond down to their final strike now. Chihai leading at 9-0, a real statement here in this one today, but they'll have a matchup again on Thursday at New Richmond. Looking for the weather to be a little better, hopefully. 1-2 pitch. Ball just kind of bowls it in there.
Oh.
Well, that was rough because it came across. It was in the dirt. It came across the plate, and then it kind of scooted over and hit her foot.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that seems soft to me. I don't know. And it's already been slowed by the dirt. That's what I had that conversation with you earlier. All right, so that brings up Riley Carlson hitting from the left side, the number 9 hitter, the freshman second baseman, and strike 1 to Carlson. Hitting from that left side. I thought it was strike 1. They put nothing up on the board. All right. That was throw over to first base by Shepard. And Geist needs to be ready at all times dealing. And it should be 2-0. Okay, my apologies. I thought the first one was maybe a strike. So 2-0 to Carlson, who has struck out and popped out to short in her 2 trips. And this one fouled off 2-1. right down to the end here for New Richmond, down 9-0 with a runner at first and two outs.
And they definitely don't want to get to Raleigh, who's standing on deck right now.
No. Willow Reisinger's pitched a terrific game. The 2-1 pitch. Oh. And she just misses 3-1. She's three balls and one strike. Reisinger to the number 9 hitter, Carlson. Ball 4, take your base. So she's hit a batter, and she's walked one, and now it does bring up Lauren Raleigh, the dangerous sophomore leadoff hitter.
That last out is the hardest one to get.
Well, it was just kind of an unfortunate hit by pitch. Again, it wasn't, you know, it's in the dirt, and it kind of bounced up, and now Carlson on, what, 5 pitches walks, and now it brings up Raleigh.
Yeah.
And she takes ball 1. So, Willa just trying to finish it off. They don't want to have to go to Barrow in the bullpen. It is a 9-0, like you say, a really good cushion. But you just gave a free pass to the 8 and 9 hitters. This is going to be a ground ball. Romanowski, it goes over her glove. And the shutout is still intact, though, as the Cardinal center fielder, Kendall Musser, whose name we haven't mentioned a whole bunch today, gets it in. And so now the bases are loaded after Raleigh's single.
Yeah, and unfortunate that, you know, the hit by pitch there with two strikes, a 1-2 count, I think.
All right, let's just own this here. Let's get the shutout. Kendall Fairman now as the sacrifice and 2 strikeouts. So Willa has twice struck out Fairman, the sophomore designated player, batting in place of Haley Jackson, their center fielder. And this one fouled off 0-1.
Yep, good to get ahead in the count here.
Start your engines and join Red Cedar Speedway for an electrifying year of racing in Menominee. Watch the Wasota late models, modifieds, and so much more. The Midwest modified super stocks. There's a fastball for called strike 2.
Go back to the old low and inside pitch.
Also, the USRA late models battle it out on the track. RedCedarSpeedway.com. That's RedCedarSpeedway.com. Foul off. Oh, just staying alive. Down to their final strike.
Probably a little too good on 0-2 there.
Yeah.
She's way up. She can expand the zone a little bit.
Base is loaded. Biggest jam of the day, the Cards, but they've got that 9-0 cushion. Here it is. This one, foul territory, first base side, out of play. Kendall Fairman. Cardinals hoping is the last hitter of the day. Just get this thing done. As Violet McElwain tosses the ball to home plate umpire Phil Fieber. Pat Hammond in the field as we're winding things down. Looking forward to talking to Coach Sikora and get you those fiber fast plays of the game later. Look at the WOGO sports calendar. Boy, we got a busy Thursday, Friday, and Saturday coming your way. Ball low. 1-2 to a looking Kendall Fairman.
That's a good spot, though. You don't want to put it down the middle here.
McDonald softball on Thursday. 4:10 the pregame. McDonald baseball on Friday. And then Chi-High softball doubleheader. Lucas will join Caleb Swenson on Saturday. And there's the solid shot to left field. There goes the shutout. And 2, if not 3 runs, and they are whooping it. And Kendall Fairman with a 2-out double, scoring 3 for New Richmond. It's a 9-3 game.
Too good on 0-1-2.
Yeah, when you're that far ahead in the count, right, you don't need to give something that. But I think it's kind of the end of the day here for Willa. And what I mean by it, just that last out, they had the 2 outs. And this one's going to hit foul on the third base side. So this is Caitlin Swanepoel, and this is a danger. You're getting some real dangerous hitters in this New Richmond lineup that have been, you know, been quiet all day long. So the 9-0 shutout is gone. It's a 9-3 game. And Swanepoel is a tough out. She did strike out earlier, popped out, and singled her last time. Ooh, and she's hit now. And Reisinger busted it inside and hit her. And I wonder, Jared Faraday is. Okay, and so. All right, so help me out here, Lucas. What's the conversation?
It looked like she squared around to bunt.
Yeah. And so, in that sense, you're saying that would be different?
That would be different because then she's offering at the ball.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's okay. Let's get that out.
And they're
okay.
Saying no to that. So, first and second for New Richmond, as they have surprisingly, unexpectedly scored three with two outs.
Yeah, Willis is calling for the ball right now. She's in the zone right now.
But
she's ready to go.
Gracie Strand, with that 567 average, has been shut down today. Swing and a miss.
Yep.
Strike two.
Willa, just give her the ball as fast as you can.
So a strikeout, a fly out to right, and a pop out to first for Strand, the cleanup hitter, their highest average and on base on the team, a 9-3 game, and the ball low, 1-2. So Reisinger had got the first two outs of the inning, then hit Engelsether, then a walk to Carlson, and then the single, and then the double, scoring three, and now with the count at 1-2, Alexi Derrick wants a word with Phil Fieber as the count goes to 1-2. Any idea what she was clarifying there?
Maybe the count. Maybe just cleaning off the plate a little bit. Give the batter a chance to take a breather there. And probably to break up Willa's
New Richmond rhythm. Down to their final strike. Here it is. Strand in the air, foul territory, out of play.
I tell you what, you do have to hand it to the Tigers. They did not cash it in after going down 9-0 after the kind of rough bottom of the sixth there.
No, a good example. Right.
They're a good team.
Yeah. All right, Coach Jared Faraday calling out words of encouragement. Count 1-2, Reisinger to Strand. In the air, foul territory, out of play. Reisinger, I don't know, how many pitches is she showing?
She's probably up around 90 or so right now.
So nowhere near as many as Raleigh had thrown.
Oh, just one more pitcher. Will is up to 112 right now.
Okay, so it's up there. Maybe her most of the season, one would think. 1-2. Strand is going to ground one to Romanowski at short. The throw to first. It's time for the out, and the Cards win the game 9-3. Chi High takes care
mission
of
accomplished
and gets the job done. We're back with the post-class post-game show coming up in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi High Softball.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to wheatongrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at wheatongrain.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at www.net or 231-2000.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
All right, Jahi wins it 9-3 over New Richmond. A little interesting there at the end, but overall a very dominating performance by the Lady Cars. Time for the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. As Chelsea Sikora joins us now as we talk in the postgame. Oh, you're so kind to get down on our level here. So, but 9-0 game until the last game. It got a little bit adventurous there at the end, but a lot of good things to talk about in this 9-3 win over the conference co-leader, New Richmond, prior to today.
Absolutely. I mean, I thought it was a really well-played game by both our defense and our offense. You know, just executing continuously, putting the ball in play with some pace. And when you do that, you know, good things happen. So I thought this game, more than any, that we've been able to really kind of push through and have some quality at-bats 1 through 9.
Yeah.
Speak to just kind of the whole team effort here. I think a real great team win. A lot of kids getting out on the field and doing things.
Absolutely. We well, just kind of touching base on a few things, you know, you see happening with the lineup. We've got a couple girls coming in and doing some base running for our pitchers and catchers, which might not seem like a big deal, but as, you know, we get deeper into the season and we want fresh legs and we don't want anybody getting hurt on the bases, those players coming in and doing some good base running is important. And kudos to Gracie and Jordan. Georgia, in the middle of our infield, they have just been really solid this entire year, really working well together, covering a lot of ground. Benish had a beautiful backhand to kind of close out an inning, and Willa in the circle did absolutely phenomenal. So, yeah, just a lot of great things. Taylor came in on a great fly ball to cut one off, and some of those gappers that we've struggled with in the past, we made look easy.
Considering you're going back to New Richmond in 2 days and try to complete the sweep, but nice that you're able to save McElwain and Barrow. New Richmond didn't get to look at them at all.
Oh, absolutely, and that is one of the main advantage or huge advantage we have in our program is our depth in pitching, and Willa being able to close out her own game tonight and not having us need to use any of other pitchers so they don't get a look. That's a huge advantage for us. We obviously never count anything out, but just an advantage that we have because of the depth of our team.
You guys have continued to make progress. I mean, even one of the only conference loss was to Hudson here in a game that, you know, some of that started to come back in my head, and I wasn't even here for that game. So have you guys continued to, I mean, again, there's so much to be pleased with out of this performance today. But you just end up, what was your message to the team at the end here?
Well, and it's kind of crazy. You know, we put up 9 runs, and in the last inning, you know, we kind of like, we got a little bit of those seventh inning jitters. And
yeah.
I mean, and those things happen. It's happened to us before. Tonight, the nice thing is that we played an entire six innings up to that point to really solidify, you know, maybe a few wonky things going into the seventh, which was huge. But, you know, those seventh inning jitters, they happen to teams, and it's something we emotionally work through, and we overcome, and I know that they're mentally tough enough to do it.
Yeah. All right. So what's the word about Thursday? How do you view that game?
This is halftime. I mean, it's absolutely,
oh yeah,
you know, it's a great win, but we don't count anything out. I'm going to assume they're going to throw their number one again because it's, you know, for a big game in the conference. And, you know, it's our job to make sure that we're squaring her up even better because we've seen her a lot more times. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a brand new team on Thursday. Anything that they look like or did today is going to be, I'm assuming, completely different. So we're going to come back, work hard tomorrow, and be ready for a clean ball game.
And hope for warmer weather.
That would be nice.
Weather.
Thanks, Chelsea. Chelsea Sikora here on the Post-Glass Post-Game Show. Thanks, friend. Appreciate it here on WOGO Sports with Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger. And tell you what, we'll take another break and more of the Post-Glass Post-Game Show in 2.5 minutes. This is Chi High Softball.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence. If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Post-Glass Post-Game Show on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thanks so much for Chelsea Sikora for joining us in the post-game here. And again, for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Chai wins it today, 9-3 for the Cards. They score two in the third inning, and Delaney Barrow scored the initial run for Chippewa. Then also George Romanowski coming in as well. An RBI single from Laney Hinkleman helping in the cause. The Cards come up with another run in the fourth. They were able to muster one in the fifth, and then five runs in the sixth. Almost got to the point where they ended the game, on the 10-run rule after five innings or later. However, you know, couldn't quite finish it off. And then New Richmond with two outs in the bottom half, or the top of the seventh, I should say, with two outs on them, they get a hit batsman, a walk, a single, and then a double that bases loaded double that cleared the bases, made it 9-3, and that's how this game finished here on WOGO. So let's get you those five or fast plays of the game. Brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. You got to figure in a 9-3 game, you got some highlights. Let's listen on WOGO Sports right now. One on, one out for the Cards. Top of the first, and this check swing got her. Strike three, Reisinger, first strikeout. 2-2, Reisinger with two out. Runner at second. The pitch, strike three. She finishes it off with her second strikeout of the inning, and the Cardinals get out of a jam. Top of the second, the battle for first place, and then they'll score off at New Richmond on Thursday. Ball low. Called strike three, what do I know? Strike three, and Reisinger gets another K.
You said it was a low zone tonight.
I know. It just looked too low to me. 0-2 pitch, Reisinger. Swing and a miss, strike three, and she gets her fourth strikeout of the day.
Up again.
0-2 pitch. Called strike three, and Reisinger gets her fifth strikeout of six outs through the first two innings. Pitch. Here it is from Raleigh. And this one hit down the left field line. And Geist has herself at least a single. She'll round first. And Allie Geist is aboard for the Cards. Five for fast plays of the game here on WOGO Sports. Mark Halverson, our thanks to Lucas Reisinger for serving his color.
With the power pitch, the K, if you will.
1-1. And this one's half foul. 1-2 to Fairman with Swanepoel, the... That strike number three,
get up in the count, you know. Have one ball, two strikes, 0-2.
So Swanepoel, the lefty, and she's going to hit a little blooper, foul territory. And
got it.
Caught by McKenna Benes for the out. Orders here.
Yeah. Barrow's a good base runner, too. A double will definitely score her.
Raleigh delivers, and there's a bunt laid down beautifully. It's going to be tough to get her at first. It's low. She's safe. The runner heading for third base, and she's in there. Runners at the corners for the Cards.
Yep, that's that little thing I'm talking about. Barrow getting that, getting around to third over there on the bobble down at first, but Georgia putting the ball in play and making things happen.
Shepherd with an 0-1 count. Runners at second and third. Nothing. Bottom of the third. Ball way high. A wild pitch. Here comes the runner from third. And the catcher gets a pitch. It's too late. The Cardinals lead it 1-0. One and one to Henkelman. Runner at third. Two out. Off speed pitch.
Ooh.
Two balls and two strikes, one out for New Richmond. Top of the fourth, swing and a miss. Strikeout number seven for Reisinger.
Good movement on that pitch.
Adeline Lucas.
Good movement on that pitch.
Two now. Reisinger goes for the K and the Cardinals to get out of this. And this is a ground ball to short. Romanowski charges. Throw over to first is in time to Geist for the out.
This is a...
And it brings up Taylor Schmidt. And she'll square the bunt, and she'll lay down a beautiful bunt right in front of home plate. They throw it over to first, over the head of the covering second baseman, and that puts runners at the corners for Chippewa Falls.
This
the 2-2 pitch in the air, right field side, slicing foul, long run, and the catch is made by the right fielder, Madison Rauscher. The throw and the umpire knocked down hard as the run scores, and... Hopefully he's okay. Wow.
Yeah, hopefully he's all right.
He took it hard, and he and our home plate umpire, Phil Fieber, was okay, thankfully, as action did resume. He came up smiling, so that was good, although the call was maybe questioned by New Richmond. Here's more. The fifth. Cardinals lead it 3-0. We thought maybe this game would be very low scoring. There's a ground ball. The changeup was hit hard. Romanowski, great throw to first for the out. Appearances so far did Lauren Shepherd. The 1-1 pitch, it into shallow left center. It's in there for a base hit for Shepard. She's aboard.
Yep, right over.
And it also removes a double play chance. It removes that convenient force out. So the Cards, 1-2 pitch. And Reisinger hits one to third. Glove there. And the
safe
throw to first, not in time. And then Custer is able to advance to third. So the infield single for Reisinger.
Yeah, I don't think you can call that an error. She
held
fielded it.
It
cleanly. Yep. I think Custer dancing around a little bit at second base really helped her out.
Now at second. And this one, a little
drooper
into the shallow outfield, and it gets in there for a base hit for the Cardinals. Here comes Elwood to the plate, sliding, and she's in there safe, and the Cardinals lead it 4-0. Holly, broadcaster mentioned about her wonderful strikeout-to-walk ratio, and there is strikeout number 8.
There's that pitch.
But everybody's looking for a little warmer weather. And this one in the air, second base side. It's going to get in there for a hit for Benesch, and she's aboard for the first time today.
Yeah, the right fielder for New Richmond has had a busy, busy afternoon in the clutch and getting the hits.
3-1 to Shepard.
Ooh,
rip it to left field, pretty good, and it's going to go all the way up against the fence. One run is coming in for the Cardinals. Another around third is going to hold up. And Chahai leads it 5-0 on the Shepard double. Talked about Hankerman looking to get even more insurance.
Ooh, nice rip.
Base hit for Hankerman to the outfield, and it's in the gap. Two runs are going to score. Hankerman with a stand-up double, and it's 7-0. Cardinals are celebrating in the bottom of the sixth as they tried to push ahead to win this thing and end it. The 1-2 pitch is going to be a ground ball. The second off of the second baseman, Carlson. And two runs are going to score, and the Cardinals grab themselves a 9-0 lead. And 9-0 is how it stood until the Cards went to the top half of the seventh inning. And at first, it went fine. 9-0 Chahai lead. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Reisinger gets her 9th strikeout of the day, leaving the Cards with just 2 outs to go. Not struck out in the day, which to her credit, right? I mean, somebody who's, you know, your team's faced 9 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch. And she's going to
round
this one
great
to third.
Play.
Good play over there. Throw across the bend in time from McKenna Benesch to get out number 2 in this top of the 7th inning.
But little did the Cardinals know as we wind down the 5 or fast plays of the game from 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom, it would take a while to get that third and final out to end this game.
Oh, just one more pitch here. Will is up to 112 right now.
Okay, yeah, so it's up there. Maybe her most of the season, one would think. 1-2, Strand is going to ground one to Romanowski at short. The throw to first is
yes.
Time for the out, and the Cards win the game 9-3. And those are your 5 or fast plays of the game, brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, here on the Post Glass Post Game Show on WOGO Sports. Wrapping things up with our WOGO Sports calendar as the Chi-High Cards win this one 9-3. But looking ahead, take a little break tomorrow, and then Max Softball at Augusta on Thursday. That's a 4:10 pregame on WOGO Sports. Friday, Caleb Swenson and Seth Smisky on the call as it's McDonald Baseball. How about that performance by Cale Holm yesterday? Amazing. 13 strikeouts and that 6-1 win at Neillsville-Granton. That's a 6:40 game from Casper Goodman Family Field on Friday night on WOGO Sports. And then Caleb and Lucas Reisinger bringing you a softball doubleheader on Saturday, as the Cards looking to score off with both Toma and D.C. Everest. It all gets going at 10:40 on Saturday. Again, our final score in this one today, Chahai wins it 9-3, and the Cardinals up their conference record to 8-1 and 11-4 overall. New Richmond with the loss, falling to 7-2 in the conference and 7-4 on the season. For our great crew, Lucas Reisinger on color, for the very chilly Gavin Bovee, and for Sam Aberley in the warm and toasty WOGO studio, I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us. Chahai wins at 9-3. The preceding has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO. WOGO's coverage of the Cards brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Joyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been Chi High Softball, a presentation of WOGO. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.